worthy, Lord. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, oh hallelujah, unastahili jua kuabudiwa, unastahili yeye, unastahili jua kuabudiwa, unastahili yeye, unastahili jua kuabudiwa, unastahili yeye, unastahili jua kuabudiwa, unastahili yeye. Unastahili kuabudiwa, unastahili yeye, unastahili kuabudiwa, unastahili yeye. Unastahili kuabudiwa, unastahili yeye.
Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. We bless your name. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy that men should lift up holy hands and worship you. You are worthy that men should lie down on their faces before the Lamb that sits upon the throne, the one who liveth forever and ever. You know the thoughts that you think towards us, they are thoughts of good and not of evil, that you might bring us to an expected end. Father, we are gathered here to consider that expected end, to reflect upon the things in your heart that have been hidden from generations, but now is being made manifest unto your servants by the Spirit of God. Father, we pray tonight for a move of your Spirit, Lord, that you will breathe upon us tonight, that we might begin to comprehend together with all saints, Lord, even the length and the breadth, the depth and the height, that we might know this love of Christ that passeth knowledge, that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. We pray tonight that you breathe upon us. The Bible says that God breathed upon Adam the breath that gives life, and Adam became a living being. Father, tonight, let the breath come from the four winds of the earth. God, life will walk in us in the name of Jesus Christ. Open our ears to hear. Open our eyes to see. Touch our heart today that might begin to understand the things that belong unto our peace, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank God for another opportunity to reflect with the Lord the things in his heart. Praise the name of the Lord. There are things in the heart of God Hallelujah.
Amen.
And from the very beginning, it was His plan to share those things with us. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And He wants us to be co-laborers with Him. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What God wants to do, He wants to do with you and me. It's not that God cannot do it alone. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
We all know that God can do anything. Now, what we are considering is the privilege that has been given to us to partake, praise the name of the Lord,
Amen.
With God. Sometimes you ask yourself, why does God ask me to pray? Why wouldn't He just do what He wants to do? Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Why does He insist, ask me, and then I will do it? Have you ever thought about that before? Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. I mean, He knows He can do what He wants to do. He knows how to do it better than myself. But He says, pray. Ask me. Call upon me. And I will answer. I will respond to you. Well, one of the basic reasons is that God wants you to be a participant. He wants you to, let's do it together. That's why He created you. That's why He made you. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And when we begin to understand that, it helps us to get an insight into what is in God's heart from the very beginning when He made man. And I believe that at this time of the end, God is beginning to unveil Himself again to us. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So that He can capture back the original thought, the original intent, the original plan. Because we are living in a time when God is bringing things to a conclusion. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
He is finishing what He wants. And so it is important and incumbent that He has a people who understand what He's doing. Who can work with Him. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And conclude what God wants to do. And I pray that the Spirit of God will lead us into an understanding of that. So that we can work in harmony with Him. And not work at, cross purposes with God. Praise the name of the Lord. Do you believe that a man can walk with God? You believe that?
Yes.
Yes. The Bible said that Enoch walked with what now? With God. Praise the name of the Lord. We ask ourselves, what does it mean? Is it just a story of something that happened many years ago? Or is it an expression of the desire and the hunger of God? Why did God create me? What is the purpose? For me to be a lawyer? A banker? A business person? What? Is it possible for me to know who God is and why He made me? Is it possible for me to fulfill that purpose in this brief period of my existence? Why am I here in the first place? These are questions that we all need to begin to ask ourselves. We are living in a time when people are obsessed with things around them. We're obsessed with clothes. We're obsessed with, things, cars, houses. We're obsessed with careers. We're obsessed with fame. We're obsessed with, and every day people are getting more and more obsessed. So obsessed that it's turning into absurdity. Praise the name of the Lord. You sometimes the things that happen, a woman has natural instincts towards the children. Today it's completely lost because we're obsessed with all kinds of things. So what exactly is going on? Praise the name of the Lord. Is it possible for us to be able to have an understanding of the time that we're living in, what is happening, and how we can also respond to and relate to those times? What's going on in the church? I don't know if you have ever asked yourself a question. What's happening? Praise the name of the Lord. You have this feeling there's something wrong. What is wrong? Is it possible for me to know why I'm not... Certain things happen and I'm very uncomfortable. Something is happening and somehow... I don't think this is the way it should be. But what? How should it be? I don't know. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I believe that God has answers for us. Praise the name of the Lord. If we really begin to seek Him. Because the Lord says, you will seek me and you will find me when you will seek for me with all your heart. Can I really know God? Can I really relate with God the way He wanted? Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible says that when God originally made man, God used to come down in the cool of the day and God and man would, do you understand, talk. I mean, really talk like friends. God would open up his heart. And you see, one thing you're going to find about God as we go on is that God has plans. There's so much plans in the heart of God, and he made man to share those plans, do you understand, with him, and then bring man into that plan so that God and man would, do you understand, work together to bring out that which is in the heart of God. Somehow man decided to go his own way, and God cut him out of those plans. But God wants to bring man back and begin to talk with him again as in the beginning. Praise the name of the Lord. And so this is what, you know, God is doing at this time. Drawing man back again. Yesterday, we began to talk about the feast of the Lord. For those of you who are not here, I'm sure, you know, we'll get into it again. But see, these were the three feasts. And we learned that these were three experiences that man was going to have through his lifetime. These are three definite appointments that you have with God. You can keep them or you cannot keep them. Praise the name of the Lord. We looked at Passover, which represents our born again experience. Praise the name of the Lord. You may through your lifetime get born again, and you may choose not to. It's a choice, but it's an appointment. The second one, the baptism of the Holy Spirit and all that goes with it. You may be born again but not baptized in the Holy Spirit. If you are in that condition, you are lacking something that God has for you. Praise the name of the Lord. And then we looked at the third one, tabernacles. I'm sure my brother will have more time to, you know, go through that again. Praise the name of the Lord. Most of us, we call ourselves Pentecostals. We are baptized in the Holy Spirit. We speak in tongues. We prophesy. We have experienced the gifts of the Spirit, signs and wonders and all that. And we are Pentecostals. But what about the last feast? The Bible calls it the great feast. Praise the name of the Lord. What is this all about? Is there still something more in God that God has for me that I need to know about so that I can go out and do what now and get it? Because everything in God is an experience that comes by an invitation. Somebody preached the word of God to you and said, God has eternal life for you. Do you understand that? You heard it, you believed it, and you responded to it, and you became born again. I don't know if there's somebody here who's not born again. But well, God has something for you. Praise the name of the Lord. After that, we learned that you need to be filled and baptized in the Holy Spirit. That it is the promise of God. It is for you. And it ushers you into a higher dimension in God. You begin to experience God, you know, the way the ordinary Christian cannot experience God. Praise the name of the Lord. You also responded. And you received the Holy Spirit. It was real, wasn't it? It was tangible. It was something that impacted your life. It brought you into a different level, into a different dimension in God. And then, the issue is that all? Does God have something much more for us? Well, we need to find out. Praise the name of the Lord. So when God wants to do something, he begins to raise up ministries that will begin to speak to you. This is what God is still offering you. If you're able to understand it, and believe it, God can bring you into another dimension. Praise the name of the Lord. So we're trusting God that through this weekend, we're going to be interacting with that which is in the mind and the heart of God. Praise the name of the Lord. And trusting that God will draw us much more into himself. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to read from Hebrews chapter 1. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hebrews chapter 1. And I'm going to read from a number of translations. So many different translations. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This morning we'll be talking about something that is at the central, you know, central in the heart of God for his people. Sonship. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Sonship. We're going to talk about sons of God. And we'll read from Hebrews chapter 1. We're going to read verse 1, 2, 3, and Okay, I'll just read up to verse 6. Praise the Lord. He says, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners speak in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who, being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he had by inheritance obtained a more excellent, what now? Name. Praise the name of the Lord. Than they. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee. Praise the name of the Lord. And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he said, and let all the angels of God worship him. Praise the name of the Lord. And of angels he said, who maketh his angels spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire. But unto the Son he said, Thy throne, O God, is forever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And thou, O Lord, in the beginning hath laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest. And they shall wax old as doth a garment, and as a vesture thou shalt fold them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. But to which of the angels said he at any time, Sit on my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. So now the Bible tells us that God at various times, praise the name of the Lord, and in various manners spoke in time past. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now from the beginning of time, God had been speaking. Now the purpose of God speaking to us is actually to reveal himself to us. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. That's the very purpose. The word of God reveals God. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. It brings us into a position whereby we can know God. And when I'm talking about knowledge, the knowledge of God is experiential. It's not just mental. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. So the word of God that you hear brings you into a relationship with God. Praise the name of the Lord. The word of God reveals how a person can come into a relationship with God. Now, the reason for this is very obvious. Man suffered from a broken relationship with what now? With God. Now, this is fundamental. We understand that when God made man, he put him in a garden. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, that garden was both a natural environment and also a spiritual environment. Yesterday we learned that God made man in three parts. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I saw your eyes roll. God made man in three parts. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. You know, we learned that God is one with three expressions, manifestations, personalities. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
One God. We know Father, Son, and what now? Holy Spirit. So we learned that when God made man, he also made him in how many parts now?
Three parts.
We learned that we have spirit, we have soul, and we have what? Body. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now each part of man occupies a different sphere. The body dwells in this physical earth. Praise the name of the Lord. Right? It is the vehicle that we use to move around, to express ourselves in this realm. Without the body, we cannot live in this world. Do you understand the point? The moment this body is gone, we can no longer function here. Now, we do not cease to exist. Simply, we cannot function here. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. But I also have a spirit. Now, the spirit is a part. You know, when God made man, he molded man. The body was the first part made, isn't it? And he made it from this dust, from this environment. The body came from the dust, from the earth. Now, the spirit, on the other hand, came from where? From heaven, from God. So I have a part of me that is earthly. Praise the name of the Lord. It is related to this earth. It is basically loyal to this earth. Praise the name of the Lord. But it defeats. I have eyes. You know, we have five senses basically, isn't it? With those senses, I relate to the environment here. With the senses, I pick information from my environment and it goes into me. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, this part of me that comes from God is heavenly. Praise the name of the Lord. It relates to another dimension. I'm sure you do understand that this world is not all about what we see with the eyes. There is another world. Praise the name of the Lord. That is real. In fact, even much more real than this world. Do you understand? That actually influences and impacts on this world. Because that world was created to govern this world. Praise the name of the Lord. And with my body, I cannot connect to that world. Because flesh and blood cannot inherit what now? The kingdom of God, right? But I have a part of me with which I can use to do what? To relate to that world. So just like my senses can pick information from this world, my other senses can also pick information from what now? From that other world. Now, but when God breathed into the body, these two parts came together and a third part of man was formed. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, this part that was formed, he said that God breathed into the body, that body, and Adam became a living being, a living person. The word soul means being. It means what now? Person. So my person, my personality is where? My soul. That's who I am, really. Praise the name of the Lord. It's very simple. If I die now, this body, where does it go to? Back to the dust. My spirit goes where? Back to God. What happens to my soul? That's the big question. That's the question all of us should really answer. Because that's a great question of life. What happens to my soul? That's me. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? Now, these things are basic things, very important. I'm sure in the course of the program, we'll take time to elaborate them. And I'm trying to set them forth because they will help us to be able to walk the path we're going to walk this morning. Praise the name of the Lord. It will help us to understand certain things about life. Praise the name of the Lord. Because I have a spirit, I can fellowship with God. Do you understand that? Without a spirit, I cannot worship God. Praise the name of the Lord. I cannot even feel any need to worship God. I will just be like a fowl or a chicken. Do you understand? Or a goat. Anyhow, praise the name of the Lord. They have souls too. But they don't have a spirit. So, do you understand that? What makes man unique in terms of his creation is that he has a spirit that hungers for God, that thirsts for God, that desires and longs for a personal, intimate communion with who now? With a living God. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? Okay. Hallelujah. Now, understanding that, God designed me to live in two worlds at the same time. With my body, I am picking things from the earth. With my spirit, I am picking things from what now? The heavens. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And you and I have to decide in which dimension we are going to do what now? To dwell. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm have to decide whether I'm going to be a heavenly person or what now? An earthly person. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We'll talk more about that as we go on. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So now, but what we're trying to say is that the swim man opted out. You know, the Bible says that God planted many trees in the garden, but that in the center of the garden, there were two trees. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And he said they were in the center of the garden. Now, one of those trees must be the center of what now? Your life.
Amen.
One of those two trees must be the center of your life. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
One tree, you know, if you look at the book of Romans, chapter 8, do you understand?
Amen.
One says, if you be carnally minded, it is what now?
Amen.
It's what? Death. But if you be spiritually minded, what now? Life and what? And peace. And God told him, if you eat this one, you will do what?
Die.
Eat this one, you will do what? You live. So those two trees are not very far away. They are still what now? Here. In this garden. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm sure you're beginning to pick that you are that garden. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
God put man in the garden, and yet man was what? A garden. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are we there? Now, long and short is that when man opted for this tree, a barrier did what? Came between God and man. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Man was separated from God. He could no longer hear God. Hallelujah. He could no longer relate with God. He could no longer commune with God. And man entered into a process of decay and death. Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible calls it the bondage of corruption. We became subject to death, to sickness, to pride, to anger, to violence, rape. All that you know today came from that situation. Now, but God wants a situation whereby bring us back to Him. Praise the name of the Lord. So today, we have been hearing the gospel, you must be born again. Now when you get born again, what happens next? For the average Christian, it's simply, when I die, I go to heaven. Is that all? Praise the name of the Lord. What next? Why did you get born again? Why did God get you born again? Praise the name of the Lord. Is it to attend a church, belong to one church, and be paying tithes to your pastor? Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And every day they are devising more and more means of getting money out of you. Tomorrow is the pastor's birthday. Then you give first offering, second offering, third offering, special offering. There's prophetic offering. You know, when the man is ministering and he says something, wow, you run out, you drop money, and you come back. Is that all there is to it? What more does God have for us? Praise the name of the Lord. You see, God has plans for us. And that if we begin to comprehend it, they are so exciting. There are things that will stimulate you to make certain decisions. Praise the name of the Lord. You look through the scriptures, you saw men that made certain decisions to walk in certain ways that even the world did not understand. Because they saw something that others could not what now, could not see. Today, God wants to open our eyes again. That we might see what these men saw. That so captured their lives. Hallelujah. That everything became shadow in the light of what they saw. Praise the name of the Lord. Our prayer is that you will see that. When you see that, it changes everything. Praise the name of the Lord. It changes your perspective of yourself, of God, of church, of life. May we capture that vision in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So God began to speak. From the time that Adam sinned, God began to speak. And he spoke in diverse ways. When God appeared to Abraham, I don't know how he appeared to Abraham. We are not told. Do you understand? But the Bible says, Stephen said that the God of glory appeared to who now? To Abraham. When he was in awe of what now? The child is. Praise the name of the Lord. What God, Abraham had never seen God before. He wasn't like some of us who grew up in an environment where you heard about God. He heard nothing. He knew nothing. He was living in a land that was full of idolatry. Like us, we're Africans. We can relate to idolatry. Everything about our life is idolatrous. Do you understand the point? The way you marry is idolatrous. You understand the point? The way you marry. I'm not a European, I'm an African. If you go through, and we've gone through Africa, so there are certain things that are very common to us. One of the very common strands in Africa is ancestor worship. All Africans worship their what now? Their ancestors. And our life is tailored towards pleasing those ancestors. If you don't please them, you will not have children. You don't please them, they will kill you. They will afflict you with sickness. You don't please them. Do you understand the point? So these ancestors have also structured our lives through customs and traditions. So we find ourselves doing things, you know, strange things. But it is also a life shrouded with fear. If you don't do it, you will not marry. You don't do it, you will not have children. You don't do it, you will die young. You don't do it, you become sick. You know, two times, you know, I remember the last time we went up north. We were in, was it Mombasa? You know, if you are from a tribe, I don't know whether it's the Kikuyus. You know, when you have a child, you must name the child after an ancestor. Do you understand? And if you don't do it, the ancestor will appear to you. Do you understand the point? And that child, yes, and that child will become sick. Are you getting my point? Then you have to go and consult, and then they will tell you what to do. Do you understand? Now, these are forces that control our lives. The devil governs this world through these customs and traditions. He determines how you will marry. He determines how you will bury. In some parts of Nigeria, you can't bury on certain days. Do you understand that? Certain, you know, we have traditional days, not just like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, even though that is also from Rome and Babylon. No, but we also have, from certain tribes in the southeast of Nigeria, we have certain customary days, and our days is week is four. And each of those 4 days are named after certain gods. So those deities have their rules and their regulations. So for some, you can't bury on their day. For some, you can't marry on their day. For some, if you are born on their day, you are to be named, you understand, son of that particular deity. Are we together? Now, this is how, when the Bible says that the devil is the god of this world, he governs us. Praise the name of the Lord. And you see, if coming into Christ does not break you out of that vicious cycle, then your Christianity is meaningless.
Yes, yes.
Do you understand that?
Yes.
If coming out of Christ... Now, let me tell you, when you become a Christian, you actually declare war on these gods. But you see, we are so intimidated, we are so afraid, that we simply decide to coexist with these spirits. Like Israel, when God brought them into the land of promise, he said, when you get there, all their altars, do what now? Destroy. All their paintings, destroy. Now, for us today, if you understand what that meant, you understand, you see, you become a Christian, their way of thinking, their practices, the things that they fear, you stop fearing them. Their patterns of lifestyle, you say, don't marry their daughters. Now, marriage is not necessarily a natural situation, but it means to give your affection to something and to commit yourself, you understand, to something. Praise the name of the Lord. Don't marry their daughters. Now, I said, if you do that, it will draw your heart, what now, away from God. So, really, true Christianity brings you into conflict with the status quo and the norm, the environment. When Christianity came, of course, you know that there was a clash. Jesus started preaching. He said, oh, Moses told you this, but I am telling you this. As we're going to see that, when God spoke to the prophets, he spoke to them in a particular way, in a particular manner. But when the Son came, the Son came as the embodiment of all. He said, Moses said this, but now I tell you this. Something had what now? Had changed. So the thing brought a conflict. It challenged the establishment, the priest's system. It challenged the societal system. It challenged everything. Christianity challenges and overthrows. Praise the name of the Lord. It challenges and it overthrows. The overthrow starts, first of all, where? In your life.
Hallelujah.
Now the church has for long dwelt, coexisted, like the children of Israel. God said, destroy. They said, we can't. These ones have chariots of iron. These ones live in high walled cities. So let's just live and let live. God says, if you do that, these things will become thorns in what now? In your side. And that's where we are today. But you see, the Bible says, the days of ignorance, God says, let me do as if I didn't see them. But right now, and we're going to understand that there is a now, God is commanding men everywhere to repent. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. And turn away from these things, because something is about to happen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. And we need to position ourselves properly in order to that thing that is about to happen does not catch us on the wrong, what now, side. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. And so this is why through the church today, God has been bringing a word. He's been bringing a word to a people who are crying. When you look at the book of Ezekiel chapter 7, praise the name of the Lord. Amen. God showed Ezekiel certain abominations that were going on inside the temple. Right? He said, let me show you something. He took him and he began to show him inside. He saw all kinds of things. He saw men who were there, priests, worshipping the sun, worshipping false gods, right inside the temple. Praise the name of the Lord. And he said, see what they are doing. Now, at the same time, he sent forth a messenger with an ink horn. Do you understand that? Dressed in linen. Now, that is a type of the faithful ministry. Praise the name of the Lord. In the midst of all that is happening around us in the church system, there is a faithful ministry. Dressed in linen with an ink horn, and they were going about putting a mark upon the faces of certain men who were crying out at the terrible things that were going on in the temple and in Israel. There are people today who weep that the church has been turned into a big merchandise. Do you understand? There are people today who are disturbed. Elisha said, I feel bad. Do you understand? Because all over the land, the worship of Baal has what now? Has taken over. And yet God says, I have reserved for myself 7,000 who have not bowed their knees. There is a people who refuse to be swallowed up by this whole situation. And God is sending a ministry with an ink horn to put a mark upon what now? Upon their forehead. It's important. Because after that comes another messenger with what now? A sword of judgment. Now, whether you like it or not, judgment is on the way. And it will start in the church. Now, if you do not understand what the church is, you will think that the church has collapsed. But today, I believe, as we begin to look at the Word of God and trust the Spirit of God, we begin to see what the church is and what it is not. What we have known as a church may not be the church. Praise the name of the Lord. But God says judgment will start in the house of God. And he says, don't touch anyone upon whose head you find what now? A mark. Praise the name of the Lord. So this is, there is an ink horn. There is a messenger carrying. He said, go around. Find those who are. God knows the hearts of men. There are people who say, no, this is not the way it should be. You see, when Jesus came, you know, the first time he started his ministry, you know, from when he was baptized and he was anointed by the Spirit, the first thing he did was to go where? To the temple. You remember that? And he took a whip and he began to drive out money changers. Did you notice that? Those who had turned the temple into a commercial, what now? Venture. They were buying and selling doves. You know what a dove represents? The Holy Spirit. Do you understand? But you see, let me tell you what he did. He was also chasing those who bought, those who sold. Are you getting my point now? Are we together? So it's not just those who are selling. There are people who are sustaining that system. He was also whipping everybody, driving them out. So you may not be selling, you know, those who are making merchandise, but you may be what now? Bringing the first fruits, bringing the prophetic offerings. The whip is going to come to you too. Now, that was prophetic. That was very prophetic. It was the beginning of his ministry. Praise the name of the Lord. And you notice that when the church was born on the day of Pentecost, a whip went out. Ananias and who now? Sapphira. It was the judgment that came at the beginning of the ministry. The next time Jesus took that whip was at the end of his ministry. He rode into Jerusalem on a donkey, praise the name of the Lord, to present himself as king. The moment he came into Jerusalem, he went to the temple. You know, the first time he said, "You have turned my house into a house of merchandise." The second time he said, "You have turned it into a den of what now? Of thieves." You know, the thing had gone so bad. And he drove them out again. Now, it was a serious matter because, you know, people, you know what happened really? You know, God told Israel 3 times in a year, every Jew must come to Jerusalem. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. To appear before the Lord. So the Jews were scattered all over the world. So some were coming from Egypt, some were coming from Rome, some were coming from different parts. And every Jew had to pay a temple tax. Do you understand? It was a tax you're supposed to pay, you know, regularly. Now when they come with their money, foreign exchange, the priests who are supposed to collect this thing will tell them, "Look, God does not accept foreign money. It must be shekel." Are you getting my point?
It was the temple money.
That's the temple money. So God does not accept dollar, euro, pounds. Do you understand the point? Or naira. It's just shekel. So when you now bring your shekel, they will now give you the rate of exchange. I don't know if you understand what I mean. Mm-hmm. They will now tell you that, "Oh, this thing is worthless." Then they will now say it is 1 shekel is to 1,000 euro. You don't have a choice. And they said, "Okay, go. That man there, he will change it for you." So there was a man there with a table changing money. Are we together? Mm-hmm. Where was that? Inside the temple. Now, when you're supposed to make an offering, if you're poor, you bring a dove, turtle dove. Praise the name of the Lord. If you're richer, you can bring a sheep. Now, or a lamb. Now, the sheep must be spotless. Do you understand that? Now, you have taken your time to find a spotless sheep. You've looked it. There's no blemish. And then you bring it. The priest takes one look at it and says, "No, not accepted." He said, "What's the problem?" He said, "I've told you, this one is not qualified." You want to argue, he said, "Out of the way. Next." So there's a long queue. So you are there, just standing. Then somebody calls and says, "Look, you're wasting your time. See that man selling sheep? There's a man selling sheep there. Go there, he would. You understand? He will get you the real one." So you go there. The man said, "Okay, this one, no, what? Just bring it. Keep it here. You understand?" Yeah. Then he takes one and he gives you. If you go back to the priest now, he will accept it. Praise the name of the Lord. Who owns the business there? The priest. Praise the name of the Lord. So, you know, the sheep you brought is going to be sold to the next person.
Accepted.
Accepted. Are you getting the whole picture there? Praise the name of the Lord. So, when you get into the temple and you want to pray, it will be too noisy. Because sheep will be, here. You hear money. You know, and consistently. So, the people knew they were being ripped off. But there was nothing they could do. Until one day, one man appeared in the temple and began to drive out people. And they said, "Who is this man?" Praise the name of the Lord with a word. I want to tell you something, my brethren. God is on the move. Praise the name of the Lord. The first temple where he would drive out this business is where? Inside here. Before there. So don't be looking too much out there. Today we're going to be looking where? In here. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. So this is the background. God has not forgotten his people. God has not forgotten those who have a desire to worship him in spirit and what now? And in truth. He has not forgotten them. He has not forgotten those who really want to have a personal, intimate, and real relationship with him. He has decided to visit them. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. For 400 years in Israel, there was no prophecy. The temple was going on. Business was going on. You know, the Bible says that Herod was king in Judea. Philip was tetrarch of Idumea. Do you understand? Pontius Pilate was governor. Annas and Caiaphas were high priests. but that the word of the Lord came to who now? John the Baptist. Where was that? In the wilderness. It was not in the temple. There's a voice that God is raising up at this time, my brethren. And it is this voice that is going around, searching for those whose heart is yearning for God. Praise the name of the Lord. Whose heart is yearning for something real. Who is tired of the merchandising that is going on around us. Who wants something. I want to connect with God. And God is saying, you can connect with me. I have desired to have a personal relationship with you. I want to speak to you. I want you to hear my voice. I want you to see my face. And I want to, through you, reveal myself to all of creation. Praise the name of the Lord. And this is the basis on which God began to speak. So from the time of Abraham, God began to speak. He revealed himself to Abraham. He revealed himself to Noah. Praise the name of the Lord. He revealed himself to Moses in the burning bush. He revealed himself to Ezekiel as a chariot. Praise the name of the Lord. He revealed himself to Elijah, to Elisha, and to many more in different manners at different times and what now? And seasons. Now, the Bible tells us, if you look at some translation, they say each visitation will reveal an aspect of God. Do you understand that? A portion of truth in a different manner. Praise the name of the Lord. It was like God scattered himself, showing one aspect to this person, showing another aspect to this person, showing another aspect to this person, the prophets. But in the man, Jesus Christ, all of those truths did what now? Came together. In the Son. Praise the name of the Lord. So the Son becomes the totality of all the revelations that we see in the Old Testament. Praise the name of the Lord. Whether it was in the tabernacle that God asked Moses to build, whether it was in the feast that God asked Israel to observe, whether it was on the chariot that Ezekiel saw, all of them speak about who now? The Christ Jesus. Bring our way together. So when he came, and it wasn't just that God spoke to the Son, he also spoke in the Son. Now let me explain what that means. It meant that it wasn't just what he was speaking with his word now, his mouth. It was also the life that he was living. Do you understand the point? If you have an amplified, check it. He spoke in his Son, by his Son, and through what now? His Son. So the Son is the embodiment. You know, the Bible said that the word that God spoke to Abraham, to Ezekiel, became what now? Flesh. Are we together? Yeah. This Bible is not something you carry. It's not so, even something you just preach. It is now becoming something that you are what now? You become. You live. The living is the expression of your being. Are we together?
Yeah.
Yes. Now, so this is what we are talking about. That Bible is living church. It's coming into the kitchen. Hallelujah. It's coming to the bedroom. Are we together? It's coming into the office. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Are we together? Bible is coming to every aspect of what now? Our lives. It's not something that you do on the pulpit. You say, oh, thus says the Lord. Bah, 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 bah. Then you go home, you beat your wife left, you beat her right. Praise the name of the Lord. You lay hands on top of the person first. Boah. Then when you go home like this, the whole house is trembling before you come. They say, no, touch not my anointed. Do my purpose no harm. How can you correct a man of God? Praise the name of the Lord. God is speaking in the life of what now? His Son. So when we're talking about sonship, we're talking something much more than what we have heard. Praise the name of the Lord. Today, let's look at, this was Old Testament, New Testament. Praise the name of the Lord. In different ways, in diverse manners. Today, we have received Christ. Praise the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
But the Bible says that we know what now? In part. Is that what the Bible says?
Yeah.
Yes. To each of us, a fragment of this Christ is given. That's why one body, many what now? Members. You are the eye. I am the nose. Do you understand that? Each of us has different functions. When you put it together, you have what now? The Son. Hallelujah. There's a totality. Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? First Corinthians 13. Let me read from the Amplified and see what we have there. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? 1 Corinthians 13, I'm going to read from verse 8. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay, let me start from verse 9. King James says, "For we know in part." Now let me read Amplified. It says, "For our knowledge is fragmentary, incomplete, and imperfect. And our prophecy, our teaching is fragmentary, incomplete, and what now? Imperfect." Praise the name of the Lord. Now, when you look at other scriptures, the Bible says there are diversities of what now? Gifts. Praise the name of the Lord. Right? To one, word of wisdom. To another, word of knowledge. Praise the name of the Lord. Discerning of what now? Spirits. Tongues and interpretation. Faith. Each person is given a gift. So each of these gifts are various aspects of who now? Of Christ. Are we together? Yes. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes. Now, God has been ministering to the church in this dimension. I know in part. I prophesy what now? In part. I don't know everything. I have something you don't have. You have something I don't have. Praise the name of the Lord. But God is trying to tell us that this is just one phase. Are we together? Now, as we're going to learn, God is a God of times and what now? Seasons. He is progressing. And He's coming towards a destination. Praise the name of the Lord. God has a destination. Praise the name of the Lord. So right now, each of us just has what now? A part, isn't it? He spoke to me in part, in a different manner. When I minister, I don't minister like my brother. Do you understand the point? When he ministers, he doesn't minister like what now? Like me. Praise the name of the Lord. So he has a part, I have what now? A part. Praise the name of the Lord. But the Bible says something, that there is a perfect. There is a what now? A complete. Is that correct?
Yeah.
What is that? And not only that, the Bible says it is coming. Praise the name of the Lord. When it comes, the impact will do what? It will pass away. Praise the name of the Lord. I have news for you. The perfect is coming. And God is already announcing it. Praise the name of the Lord. That there is, he called it a paradigm word now, shift. For those who were here yesterday. Praise the name of the Lord. Something is about to change. It's already changing. And there are, the dynamics of that is something that God wants us to what now? To understand. Because it will affect how we relate to God, how we relate to His church, how we relate to His word, how we relate to one another, how we relate to life. Praise the name of the Lord. So, what God said that in the time past, I spoke to you, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, prophecy. But that is about to do what now? To change. I want to bring you into something that is called what now? The perfect. The complete. And that is what God calls it, His Son. The Son. Sonship. Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible says that all of creation, Romans chapter 8, is waiting for this perfect. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together, brethren? Is this just to give you an overview? We are going somewhere. Now, if you do not understand where God is going, you may end up playing church. Are you getting my point? And you must end up somebody tossing you around. Ephesians chapter 4. We become, you know, toys in the hands of men who manipulate you this way today. They turn you that way tomorrow. They turn this way tomorrow. And they turn that way. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, we are no more to be what now? Children. Praise the name of the Lord. The purpose, he said, they give you ministries. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, shepherds, and teachers. To bring you to a place of what now? Of maturity. We're going to see that in Galatians chapter 4. Praise the name of the Lord. So let's finish this. He says, but when the complete and the perfect, the total comes, the incomplete and imperfect will what now? Vanish away, become antiquated, void, and superseded. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. I understood like a child. Now that I am becoming a man, I am done with what now? Childish ways, and have put them what now? Aside. Before, we are looking in a glass, a mirror that gives us only a dim and a blurred reflection of reality, as in a riddle or an enigma. But when perfection comes, we shall see in reality and face to face. Now I know in part, imperfectly, but then I shall know and understand fully and clearly, even in the same manner as I have been fully and clearly known and what? Understood by God. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I want to announce to you that God is removing the veil. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
That barrier that separated the heavens and the earth, separated God and man, God is doing what now? Removing it.
Hallelujah.
We are also going to learn that that veil is where? On our mind. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So the word that is coming to you is going to affect what? Your mind. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Are we together?
Amen.
Amen. So here we see that God spoke in time past, in fragments, praise the name of the Lord, a little here, a little there, but that God now wants to bring a complete word now, revelation. Praise the name of the Lord. We also learned that this revelation was in the person of a man called what now? Jesus. Now, but the truth is that that revelation is going to be brought forth now in the person of a minimum bad what? Body. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
That will look like who? Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Are we together? So now this is a little basis. We catch that. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And he says that his speaking is in a period of time. He called it in this last what now? Days. There is a time that God has appointed to do certain things. Praise the name of the Lord. In the earth, he calls it the time of the last days, the time of the end. Praise the name of the Lord. And I announce to you that you and I are living in this last what now days. Now God says, I am beginning to speak. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. In the Son, by the Son. One of the implications, as we're going to see, is that each person is expected to develop a personal, intimate, what now? Relationship. He is no longer speaking to you through your pastor. And I hope you understand what I'm saying.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
For years, we depended on men to tell us who God is. We depended on them to reveal God to us. Now, this is the essence of this message. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
We depended on somebody to hear God for us. He said, Moses, go up the mountain. Whatever he tells you, do what now? Come and tell me. We can't go near God. God is too far. Only big men of God, apostles, they hear God. Do you understand? Only general overseers, chief superintendents of church, they are the ones that hear God. And then they come, you come. They tell, okay, I see you. God is saying this, that. Praise the name of the Lord. All right. Drop your prophetic offering and then go your way. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together?
Yes.
Now we're going to see that God has something much more in mind. Now, who is a son? Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who is a son? Now let's look at what the Bible says. Hebrews, says Hebrews 1. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now it says that in the last days, God has spoken to us in the person of what now? A son. We're going to stop there. There's other things there, but this son. Now look at verse 3. He says that the son is the what now? What? The brightness of his glory. Let me read out a few scriptures A few translations. Where are you here? Okay, praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
One translation here says, is the effulgence of His glory. Do you know what effulgence is? It is an aura. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You know, effulgence is... Now, generally, all of us here, you know, each person, every living thing in God's creation has a form of energy that surrounds it. Now, let me explain glory first. Praise the name of the Lord. Every person, everything that God creates, there's an energy. Because it's alive, it emits some form of what now? Energy. Praise the name of the Lord. A radiation around it. That energy is the expression of your personality. Praise the name of the Lord. And then even in, as human beings, we carry different levels of energy. There are people who have a very dominant personality, isn't it? When they come around here, it's like everybody suddenly, you understand, submits to them. They dominate the environment. They have a strong personality. There are some who come, when they come, if you are very depressed before, they crack one or two jokes. Everywhere, you understand, is full of what now? Of laughter. Do you understand the point? And there are some others, when they come, they bring depression with them. Are we together? Yes. You know, each of these things is something that comes out from your personality. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay. Now also, the glory of God is the effulgence of God. There is something that emanates from God. It is the essence of His person, His being. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, and it is that thing that we call the glory of God. Now, in the natural, when it manifests as light. You know, the Bible said that God is light. Light is the essence, you understand, of God's personality. When that light begins to come forth, everything submits to it. You notice that? Darkness does what? It flees away from it. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, through history, men have come in contact with God and they have seen what now? That glory. Praise the name of the Lord. Moses is a classic example, isn't it? God took him up the mountain and he stayed in contact with this thing that comes out from God. By the time he came down, everything about him had what now? Had changed. Even his face was what now? Shining. Now I want to tell you that God wants to draw us all into that same dimension. That when we are done with it, we are going to come out. And men will see this glory. Now that's what the Bible says in Romans chapter 8. That creation is waiting to see what now? The manifestation of what now? The Son. Now so the Son is the one who has captured this glory. So much that when he comes out, men are seeing what now? The glory. So he becomes the outshining of what now? The glory of God. So God is looking for people. He will invite them and they will come up the mountain. They will stay in his presence for so long that this glory becomes a part of their what now? Personality.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So this thing we're going to see is not just in what we talk. It is in our personality. Praise the name of the Lord. In our personality. But here he said that the Son is the manifestation. The shining forth of what now? Of God's glory. That's the definition of Son. Do you understand the point? The one who expresses God's what? Glory. Now people have expressed God's glory in different manners in time past. There have been men of God, praise the name of the Lord, who have touched God in very great dimensions. So what is the difference? Praise the name of the Lord. Now here, we see that he is also called, what now? He is the express, what now? Image. Praise the name of the Lord. I wish I could have time to deal with it, but let me just tell you in brief what it is. It is the stamp. The Bible calls it the exact imprint. There are different translations. Praise the name of the Lord. Some call it what now? The very image of what now? His substance. This one says an exact representation of his very being. Do you understand that? Exact what? I'm not saying something that similar. Jesus said, when you have seen me, you have seen the Father. There is no long story about it. God says, I'm going to have a people on this earth who will look like me. Do you understand the point? The expression of God is not in part. The expression of God is what now? An exact replica. That's what the Bible says here. Some translation calls it the exact copy of the invisible God. I'm not just talking about being born again. We are born again. But sometimes we look a lot more than our natural parents, than our Heavenly Father. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Praise the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
But I tell you something. Creation wants to see who? God. Praise the name of the Lord. And also God says, I am going to bring forth my sons. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this son will be the message of God. Through this son, God will speak to all what now? Creation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's not going to be an impact message. Every day we are explaining, okay, yes, you know, he has a bad temper, but he's still a man of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is saying, I want to have what now? Sons. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
When are we together? This is your destination. This is your destiny. When we read Romans 8, we're going to see. He says that them whom God foreknew before they were born. Do you understand that? He predestinated them that they should be conformed unto what now? The image of what now? His son. They must become the exact copy. Does it sound impossible? Oh yes, it's impossible. With who now? With men. But God says, this is what I am going to do. Now, if there's something we're going to learn about God, every plan of God will come to what now? To pass. That's what God says. I will do what I please. No man can hinder me. No man can stop me. No man can ask me, what are you doing?
Hallelujah.
He said that the thoughts of the Lord, they do what now? They endure.
Amen.
Unto all generations. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the name. I just hope you're catching this. God is just trying to wake us up. The main lesson will come. But this time, God just wants to wake us up and steer us. Are you willing to do business with God? Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
God said, I want to have what? Sons. Praise the name of the Lord. Somewhere in John, I think it's John chapter 12, some strangers say they wanted to see Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
John chapter 12. I hope I'm right. It's John 12. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen. We
want to see Jesus. What scripture? What chapter is that? Is that 12? Is it chapter 8? Let's see where you are. Okay, I'm even on Acts of the Apostles. Let me see. It's John chapter 12. I was right. I was looking at Acts of the Apostles. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we there? Praise the name of the Lord. Hello, brethren, are we there? Okay, good. John chapter 12. It was at the feast of Passover. Praise God. Now, Passover speaks about a transition. Is that correct?
Yes.
A crossing over from one dimension to what now? To another dimension. Now, Jews had gathered all over the world in response to this same injunction that every male do what? Come to Jerusalem. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You know, and they had heard about Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
His fame had spread. And they wanted to see him. Praise the name of the Lord. Now that was where the problem was. These Jews, they went and saw one of the disciples. Was it Philip?
Philip, yes.
You saw Philip? Philip had to go and tell Andrew. Praise the name of the Lord. And then they had to now go and find a way to tell who now? Jesus. Let's see where it was.
20.
Okay. Verse 20. 21. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. They say, sir, we desire to see what now? Jesus. Now the world doesn't want to see me. Hello? Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yes.
Don't mind all these men who are projecting Who now? Themselves. Nobody wants to see them. We want to see who? Jesus. The plan of God, as we are going to see, is that God wants you to catch a revelation. Paul said that when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me. That's Galatians chapter 1, isn't it? 1 verse 16. God separated Paul before he was born. Do you understand? And then he called him. And then he arrested him. Why was that? He said, to reveal his son where? In me. That I might preach him among what now? The Gentiles. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Now, the purpose of our gathering here is to catch a vision and a revelation of who? Of Jesus Christ. And that this revelation might become imprinted in our personality. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, to make exact copy, there's, you know, you use a stamp and brand. Do you understand? That's what that word exact copy. In fact, the Greek word translated exact image is the word character. Are we together? The Bible said that the Son is the exact image. He is the character of what now? The invisible God. Are we together? The key of the ministry that God is bringing at this hour has to do with what now? Our character. Our personality. God wants to brand you with his character. He wants to brand you with his personality. He wants to stamp it upon your soul. Praise the name of the Lord. With the exact likeness of his person. So you love the things that God loves. Do you understand that? You hate the things that he does what? He hates. You are interested in what God is what now? Interested. Praise the name of the Lord. Good. So now, in this case, they want to see Jesus. Now, they told Philip. Philip came and told who now? Andrew. You know, sometimes today, when you want to see certain great men of God, you have to book, isn't it? Sometimes it takes 1 month, sometimes 2 months, and if some big guys in Nigeria, 6 months. They put you on the waiting list to see him. Now, if you have an urgent problem, for example, you have cancer, they say you have only 1 month to live, and you have to wait for 6 months to see the man of God, you know that you're in big trouble. Praise the name of the Lord. They say you're dead. You're dead, really dead. Are we together? And so that's what happened. So, when they told Jesus, now, Jesus did not respond to what they said initially. The Bible says he began to rejoice in the Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. And he began to thank God that the hour has what now? Has come. He said, glorify me. Now, what did he mean by that? How is God going to glorify him? That's a big question. Now, he says something else that is even more mysterious. Now, he said, except a corn of wheat falls to the ground and do what now? And dies. He abided what? Alone. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, who is the corn of wheat? Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's start there. It will come to us. Praise the name of the Lord. He is the original corn, the first fruit. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay. Now, why must this corn of wheat fall to the ground and die? Because there is a law in Genesis chapter 1 that every seed will bring forth after what now? Its own kind. This is the first law of life. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Every seed must. God made that law. Nothing changes it. It is unchangeable. It is immutable. You plant mango, what do you get? Mango. Praise the name of the Lord. So inside every seed, the blueprint of that great mango tree is biochemically imprinted where? Inside the seed. It is designed, imprinted, and settled there. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now that seed will need a soil. So Jesus Christ is the seed. Where is the soil? Me. Right? The parable of the sower. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Are we together?
Yes.
I am the soil. Now, so when the seed is planted in the soil, what is the intent? it will die first, isn't it? That's the first law of life, is that life comes out of what now? Death. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
The life of Christ cannot come except there is what now? Death. There must be a dying. So if you hear any message that does not talk about death to self, know what you have learned yesterday. Do what? Run for your life. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Are we together?
Amen.
See, there is no way life can come. The first time that God created man, do you understand? Adam. Before Adam was created, you know what happened? A lamb was what? Was slain. Did you hear what I said? A lamb was what now? Slain. Life comes out of a woman give birth to a child. Every woman, for 1 second, she dies. I haven't given birth, but I've talked with a lot. Do you understand it? For 1 second, you are not in this way. Are we together? You cross the other side, and then you do what now? You come back again. This is a natural phenomenon. Do you understand what I'm saying? But that's the truth of the matter. You give your life up a little, and then you bring it back. And then another one comes out.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
It is a law of life. And today, I tell you something. For this life of Christ to begin to come out, all of us must fall to the ground and do what now? Die. There is a humility. There is a humiliation. God will pass you through experiences that will carry the old you and do what now? That's Christianity, brethren. Christianity is not prosperity. It's not jumping like that. Hey, my God is good. Oh. Praise the name of the Lord. It is falling to the ground and what now? And die. For every seed to bring forth after its own kind, it must fall to the ground and die. Jesus was first of all talking about who now? Himself. Alone, he was dwelling alone. While he was here on earth, he was also where? In heaven. Do you understand that? He said, no man has seen God at any time, except the Son of Man, which came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is where? In heaven. Did you understand that? He was here talking, but he said, I am where? I am in heaven. But his plan is that where I am. Now, there I want you to do what now? To be. I want to bring you into the same dimension of life. Where I stand and he says, I see the Father's face. Are you understanding me? What the Father is doing, I'm seeing. And that's what I am what now? I am doing. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
How did he get there? At the baptism. You remember the Jordan? Do you know what happened? He died. Do you understand? The Bible said that when he went down into the river and was buried. Did you know what happened? The heavens did what now? Opened to him.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The heavens have been shut since Adam. Some men have caught glimpses. Do you understand the point? They just peep in, they come out, they peep in over time in different small pieces. But when Christ came, the heavens became what now? Opened again. Throughout his ministry, he ministered from the open what now? Heavens. All the treasures of God became available to him. So he was reaching there and he was ministering. Healing. Resurrection. Opening the eyes of the blind. He was ministering from the open what now? Heavens. Praise the name of the Lord. Our heavens is going to be opened. That day was the day he was officially invested as a son. Our day is coming. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Our time is coming. But he went down. Praise the name of the Lord. He went down. He was what now? Buried. Praise the name of the Lord. If we be dead with what now? With him. Praise the name of the Lord. But then God is going to bring you. Say, look, I want to take you on a path. If you walk with me, I will take you through the waters. I will take you to the fire. Do you understand the point? I will take you to the valley of the shadow of death. I will take you down to the grave. I will do what now? I will bring you up. The Bible said that the Lord killeth and he maketh what now? Alive. That's a part of this experience. It's not this story that they are telling in churches. God wants you to prosper. God wants you to be a millionaire. God wants you to have 10 houses, 10 cars. We missed it. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, look, this is not a joke. We have a problem in the church, but God says, I'll visit.
Amen.
I am about to visit. Praise the name of the Lord. But at the same time, God is speaking to a people. Say, this is what I want to do. I am raising up sons. John chapter 14, verses 8 to 11. Praise the Lord. Okay, somebody read. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father. Cause us to see the Father. That is all we ask. Then we shall be satisfied. And Jesus replied, Have I been with all of you for so long a time, and you do not recognize and know me yet? Philip, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say then, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and that the Father is in me? What I am telling you, I do not say on my own authority and of my own accord, but the Father who lives continually in me does his works, his own miracles and deeds of power. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the very works themselves. If you cannot trust me, at least let this work that I do in my Father's name convince you. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I assure you most solemnly, I tell you, if anyone steadfastly believes in me, he will himself be able to do the things that I do, and he will do even greater things than these, because I go to the Father. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So we see this same introduction. Jesus is introducing man to a life beyond what man has ever known. And this is not in heaven. Hello? I'm not saying something. When we get to heaven, do you know that song? At the marriage supper, all the saints shall gather. At the last time, you don't know the song? Praise God. Thank God you don't know it. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, one of the challenges of church is that everything glory we have shifted to in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on the beautiful shore. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, let me tell you a story. When God made man, where did he put him? Where? On this earth, right? Right? Praise the name of the Lord. That is still God's plan. Hello, are we together? Praise the name of the Lord. He, assuming that man had not sinned, man would still have been here, isn't it? First of all, the truth is that the earth wouldn't be looking like this.
Yeah.
Something happened to this earth. Praise the name of the Lord. And it became disfigured. Without form. And what now? Void. And it has been decaying. As I'm talking to you today, the earth is growing. You have earthquakes, landslide, mudslide, desert encroachment. Praise the name of the Lord. What they call ozone depletion. You have, what do you call it now? Global warming, ice melting, floods, hurricanes. All of these things is the earth, what now? Groaning, convulsing. Praise the name of the Lord. And us too, we are groaning where? Inside. Praise the name of the Lord. We are crying out. Say, our redemption. Our redemption. Our deliverance. Praise the name of the Lord. And God says, all creation is waiting. God is about to visit.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Are we together?
Yes.
Alright. So, we see a situation where every seed, the seed must fall to the ground. And do what? And die. So, what did Jesus do? He said, listen, I'm just one person. Do you understand? I can only talk to one person at what now? One time. Isn't that correct? So how can I see all this whole crowd? If I were to minister to all of them, it would take me 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. Praise the name of the Lord. So what is my solution? I am going to fall down and do what now? And die. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, in dying, what's the time?
12:37.
Okay, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, in dying, I'm going to plant what? My seed. Praise the name of the Lord. The cross, the death, was the means whereby the life of God that was in the blood of who now? Of Jesus Christ. Leviticus chapter 17 says that the life of the flesh is where? In the blood. Praise the name of the Lord. The life of God was in the blood of who? Of Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. He planted it as what? A seed. So when people are shouting and crying, he knew what he was doing. Praise the name of the Lord. He was carrying precious seed. Psalm 126 verse 6. He says, he that goeth forth weeping, praise the name of the Lord, carrying what? Precious seed. You know, when he was carrying the cross, he was weeping. You understand the point? We think he will flog him and he will laugh. He wept. Why? It was painful. He was a human being. Do you understand the point? Yeah, he was weeping. I mean, he was excruciating. But he was carrying what? Precious seed. Praise the name of the Lord. He was sowing in tears. Praise the name of the Lord. And he says, when he returns, hallelujah, he's returning to reap what now? A harvest. What harvest? A harvest of the seed that he what now? He planted. So the purpose of God for your being born again is so that the very life of Jesus Christ might be reproduced where? In your personality. So when he is returning, he must have a harvest waiting for him. He must have a people who look exactly like what now? Like him. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Are we there?
Yes.
He said, if the Son of Man shall return, will he find what now? Faith.
Yeah.
What is that faith? A people who look what now? Like him. That is his harvest. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
In Isaiah chapter 55, he says, as the rain comes down, from verse 10, and does not return back, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of what now? My mouth. Are we there?
Amen.
God says, this word, who is the word? Jesus. Is that correct?
Amen.
Yes, he is the word. He said the word was made what now? Flesh. Jesus said so. He said, I come from the Father. I come into the world like rain. I do what now? I return back to the Father. Praise the name of the Lord. He says, it will not return what now? Void. Empty. Hallelujah. It will not return empty. But he said, it will accomplish that which I do what? I please. And it will prosper in the purpose for which I do what now? Sent it. The Father sent him into the world to be planted as what now? A seed. The purpose of the seed being planted is so that it will reap what now? A harvest. Praise the name of the Lord. So God did not call me just to be born again and be a nice Christian. He called me so that the very life of Jesus Christ might be reproduced in me. That's why he said that Jesus is to be the firstborn among what now? Many brethren. Praise the name of the Lord. Now until you catch this, your vision of Christianity is incomplete. You can go through life and not get all that God is calling you. Are we together?
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Yes.
So it's important. Now you cannot go beyond your vision. If you have become a Christian and all you have known is that, well, praise God, I speak in tongues. Do you understand the point? If I want a car, I pray, God give me a car. And God gives you a car. Sure, the Lord is good. Praise the name of the Lord. I need a house. I say, God, give me a house. He gives you a house. Why? Because he's your Father. Praise the name of the Lord. But you see, there is always something much more. So every man, you know, Jesus said, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. We have misinterpreted that scripture. The word translated mansions is the Hebrew word mone. Mone means house, to dwell. Praise the name of the Lord. It means in my Father's house there are many dwelling what now? Places. Now some people might decide to dwell on the first floor. Some others might go for the second floor. Praise the name of the Lord. We looked at this. Passover, some people will stop here. Some others will go to Pentecost, right? I remember there was a time in Nigeria when there was so much argument about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. If you belong to certain evangelical churches, they believe that you're born again, fine. But this speaking in tongues thing, it is of the devil. Don't go near that. It's heresy. Praise the name of the Lord. And it was big time. But you see, light continues to do what now? To shine. At a point in time, light broke through. And right now, it's almost like a universal, you understand, you know, truth that you need to baptize in the Holy Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. You can stop there. On the other hand, you can also continue to do what? To move forward. There is much more that God has for us. And God is opening the eyes of His people to see so that they can do what now? They can embrace it. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, so this is where we are at this time. Every seed bringing forth. That's why the Bible says that by their fruits you shall do what now? Know them. Why? Because the fruit is the expression of what now? The seed. You sow mango, you must get what now? Mango. Praise the name of the Lord. So if God sows Jesus Christ, what is He going to get? Jesus Christ. Isn't it correct? You get exactly what you do what now? You plant it. Praise the name of the Lord. So God is looking for sons. Carbon copies of Him. Do you understand me, brethren? Express image of Him. That will reflect His glory. That will manifest His glory. Praise the name of the Lord. And the world, you are the ones now who will now tell the world. If you have seen me, you have seen who now? The Father. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Because I look like Him. I think like Him. I walk like Him. What I'm doing is not mine. It's what I'm seeing the Father what now? Do. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so this is where we are. Now the process of sonship is progressive. Praise the name of the Lord. Galatians chapter 4. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Galatians chapter 4. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Galatians chapter 4. Now I read from verse 1. He says, now what I mean is that as long as the inheritor, the heir, is a child and under age, he does not differ from a slave, although he is the master of all the estate. Praise the name of the Lord. For he is under guardians and administrators or trustees until the date fixed by his father. Now let's stop here and consider this a little bit. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you read Romans chapter 8, you read that we are heirs. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
We are heirs. When did we become heirs? When we received Jesus as what now? Our Lord and what? Savior. Who is an heir? An heir is somebody who is entitled to an estate. Praise the name of the Lord. He will get it when he comes of what now? Of age. Age of maturity. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When he comes of that age, his inheritance does what now? Comes to him automatically. Maybe the money is in the bank. Praise the name of the Lord. It's a lot of money. But as long as he's a child, he depends on what the parents do what now? Give him. He knows, my God, I have $10 million. But I have to get to 18 or 21 years. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
What's the legal age here for maturity? 18 years. Praise the name of the Lord. I have to get to 18 years. Before I'm 18 years, I can't touch that money. I just have to depend on the stipend that what now? That are being given to me. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? Okay. So, now, this is the heir. Now, the heir is a child. Now, when you look at the scriptures, you're going to see three basic... Are we tired?
No.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
See, there are three phases in the life of Jesus Christ. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Okay. The first time we see him, he's just a baby. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. They are carrying him. That time, Herod wanted to kill him. God said, carry the baby and do what? Run into Egypt. Praise the name of the Lord. That child is the heir of all things. But he's just what now? A baby. He is a son. But not a son. Are we understand what I'm saying? Yes. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 3. Beloved, now are we the children of God. But it has not yet been revealed to us what we shall be. So there is something that we are now, and there is something that we are going to be. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, one of the things that we're going to be is that we're going to look like who? Like him. Is that what your Bible says?
Yes.
When he appears, I'm going to appear with him. I'm going to look like him. You see him, you see me. You look at us, you cannot tell what now? The difference. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, what we're talking about is not physical looks. Are we together? We're talking about our what now? Person, personality. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, it says, anyone who has this hope of becoming a son, anyone who has this hope of looking like him, being manifested together with him, does what? Purifieth himself. So the ministry that God is bringing to us today is a ministry of purification.
Hallelujah.
If God gives us opportunity, we're going to talk about that. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. It's a ministry of purification. But here, we are saying that we are children right now. We are heirs. It was not yet revealed to us. But now, by the Spirit, God is beginning to do what? Reveal to us what we shall be like. Praise the name of the Lord. Because there is a time appointed of the Father. According to Galatians, there is a time fixed of the Father. Praise the name of the Lord. So the first phase of his life, he is a baby. He's a technon. That's the Greek word for a child at that point in time. Technon. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then you see him, the next time you see him again, he is how many years now? 12 years. The word for that is technion. Praise the name of the Lord. He's 12. He has begun to interact with the things of God. Praise the name of the Lord. He is in the second phase of his experience. Hallelujah. Then he disappears again. We don't hear anything about him again. Suddenly, the next time we see him, how many years now? 30 years. Now, in the Bible, 30 is the number of maturity. Joseph, at 30 years, he was made what now? Governor in Egypt. He came to the throne. Hello? Praise the name of the Lord. Did you understand me? Joseph, after having gone through his experiences, when he was 30 years, he sat on the throne, governing, ruling, and what now? Reigning. David, when he was 30 years, what happened to him? He became what now? King. He was anointed king in Israel. Who else was 30? Ezekiel. When Ezekiel became 30 years, Ezekiel chapter 1, the heavens did what now? Opened to him. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The heavens opened to him. So 30 is the number of what? Maturity. If you are a priest of the lineage of Aaron, you cannot enter the sanctuary until you become what? 30 years of age. Brethren, there is a 30 years of age spiritually for you.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
When you come to that measure of the stature of the fullness of what now? Of Christ. That's 30 years.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Everything you are ministered to until you come to that status.
Something takes place in your life. And we're going to look at it now. The Bible calls it the adoption of what now? Of sons. Now, whenever you read that word adoption, our mind goes to what you know as adoption in English law. It's completely different. The word there is a Greek word. Gio. Tessia. Now, the third word for son, we have talked about technion and technion. The third word is hios. Praise the name of the Lord. H-U-I-O-S. It means a full-grown, matured, what now? Son. Praise the name of the Lord. God is looking for hios. Praise the name of the Lord. From the time a child is growing, God is, his eyes is looking at what now? The finished product. Do you understand that? The Bible says that God declares the end from what now? The beginning. He sees you as a child and he calls you my son. Praise the name of the Lord. He is calling you son in hope. Hallelujah. That you will walk with him, submit to him, and grow until you come to what now? Full maturity. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, this adoption of sons is a ceremony. Praise the name of the Lord. A child born into a family. Your father is a wealthy merchant. When you are born, you are put under tutors and what? Governors. You have servants in the house. Praise the name of the Lord. Spiritually speaking, they are angels. The Bible says that angels are ministering what now? Servants. To who? Heirs. Heirs. Praise the name of the Lord. They will be ministering to you. Now, in the natural, the servants will wipe your bum. Praise the name of the Lord. Change your nappy, isn't it? When you make certain mistakes, they even spank you. They instruct you. They feed you. They bath you. Do you understand? And they keep taking care of you. Meanwhile, you are the master of that estate. Praise the name of the Lord. You want to go out? They said, no, don't go out. It's raining outside. That's a servant talking to you. But the son is growing. Praise the name of the Lord. He's growing. And he's learning the father's business. Today we are learning the father's business. Praise the name of the Lord. As we interact with him. As we fellowship with him. Now when the son comes to 30 years. Praise the name of the Lord. Then he is ready for that ceremony. Now the father will invite his friends. The father will invite his family, other family members. He will invite his business associates. He will invite anybody who is related to him. Praise the name of the Lord. And then he calls his son out and says, all of you knew my son. Praise the name of the Lord. You knew him when he was a little child, when he was a youth, and now he has come of age. Praise the name of the Lord. He has been obedient to me in all things. I am well pleased with him. Praise the name of the Lord. So today, I want to hand over to him. So the father takes his cloak, his garment, he removes it, and he puts it on who now? On his son. The Romans call it toga virilis. They remove their toga, and then put it on him and clasp, and you know, clip it like this. Praise the name of the Lord. Then he removes his signet ring. Now that signet is like a seal, it's like a stamp, it's like a signature. Praise the name of the Lord. And it's that once he puts it on anything, that is it. So he gives it to the son. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, from today, I'm handing over to my son. He will now act on my behalf. Anything he does, it is my action. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He has my full authority. I am saying it publicly. This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. When he speaks, everybody must what now? Obey him. Praise the name of the Lord. This is the adoption. The word is the placement as what now? A son. It's an official public investiture with power and glory and what now? Authority. Because he has submitted and has been obedient in all things. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now, the first thing that the father will do is that he will call all the servants in the household. Those who used to, you understand, praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And say, behold your master. Let all the angels do what now? Worship him. Praise the name of the Lord. All the servants who had trained this young man will now do what? They will come and kneel
before their new master. He said that when he bringeth his son into the world, he said, let all the angels do what now? There is a people coming to whom authority said that this son is the heir. He said he has made him heir of what now? All things. In Revelation it says, to him that overcometh, he shall inherit what now? All things. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Then I hope we are capturing this. You see, because it's important that you must have a vision of sonship. A vision of where God wants to take you to. A vision of what God wants to make you. And a vision of, look, he said before they were subject to tutors and what now? And governors. For your life, you will not always be subject to somebody telling you do this, do that. It means you are not growing. You must begin to learn to hear God for what now? Yourself. You're growing. The Father wants to speak to you. You are His Son. Do you understand the point? God was using servants to train you because you are too young. You could not what now? Understand. Praise the name of the Lord. That's why He gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, shepherds, and teachers to minister to the church until the church comes to what now? Maturity. It says for the maturing of the church. Until. Have you heard the word until before? Till we all come.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Unto the measure of the stature of what now? Unto a matured man. Unto a full grown son.
Amen.
So there will be no more hands tossed to and fro.
Amen.
By the nonsense that is going on in the church system. Praise the name of the Lord. But that we speaking the truth in love one to another. We are what now? Growing up into him in all things.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Brethren, I hope we are getting this. It's very important. Your focus must be the focus that God has called me to be like him. To be a full grown son. To be conformed unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of what now? Of Christ. Now let's read Romans 8. Praise the name of the Lord. And I'll try to start rounding up. Romans chapter 8. Praise the name of the Lord. Romans chapter 8. Are we there? Okay, I'm going to read from verse. Let me start from verse 14. It says, for all who are led by what now? The Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. It's as clear as anything. Praise the name of the Lord. Sonship is a life of what now? The Spirit. God wants to bring us into a personal relationship where we are led by what? By the Spirit of God. That is your calling. That is your destination. Praise the name of the Lord. We must come to know that this was what I was created for. Praise the name of the Lord. I was created to have a personal, intimate. My ears closed because of the fall. But God begins to open my ears what now? Again. My eyes closed because of the fall. But God wants to remove the covering. Praise the name of the Lord. So that I can begin to see him. Every ministry that God raises in the church was to bring me into a personal, intimate relationship with God. Praise the name of the Lord. Now when that ministry begins to, instead of bringing me to Christ, it begins to bring me to himself. Something is going wrong somewhere. We're going to talk about that later. Because there are things I believe God wants us to address. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. See, because we need to know who we are, where we are going to, and how God expects to bring us there. And what he has made available to bring us into that relationship. Because these are not theory. They are practical. They are experiential. And they are what now? Real. I stand in danger of missing out on what God has reserved for me. Some miss out. There are a lot of examples in the scriptures of men who fell short. Praise the name of the Lord. Of men who missed out. You know the story of Esau. Esau was the firstborn. Praise the name of the Lord. There was a blessing reserved for the firstborn. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, but somewhere along the line, because he did not have a value for spiritual things. Today, things are more important to us than God. Praise the name of the Lord. And we are giving our hearts over to these things. And it is bringing us into a position where we are in danger. You see, when did he realize that he had missed? It was a time of the blessing. If there is a time that the father will hand over to the son. He said, come, son, I received a blessing from my father Abraham. Do you understand that? And I'm going to give it to who now? To you. It is blessing reserved for the firstborn. It's a glory. It's an authority. You understand? It's an inheritance. So when it was time to receive it, that was when Esau realized that he had made a mistake. And he could not do anything about it that time. All prayer, all fasting. Do you understand the point? All weeping, all repentance. You see, brethren, do not take God for granted. Don't take for granted the fact that today we can praise the Lord, I'm sorry, this and that and that. Repentance is God's prerogative. Do you understand that? Yes. Every time you say, Lord, I'm sorry, and He forgives you, be very grateful. Do you understand the point? Don't take it for granted.
Yes.
It is God's prerogative. He gives it to you. It's an act of His mercy to you. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. So, when it was time, and I believe that we are coming towards the time of receiving what now? The inheritance. Mm. That's what I've been talking about, the investiture with life, glory, authority.
Mm.
When Esau realized that it was late, somebody who valued that more than him had what now? Had taken it. He could not get it back. Praise the name of the Lord. So, this is where we are. This is where we are, brethren. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, here it says, look, as many as are led by the Spirit, their life are ruled and controlled, but they are responding. You know, you can respond to the flesh. There are a lot of signals that come from the flesh, isn't it? Praise the name of the Lord. Give me, give me, give me, give me. Then there are signals also that come from the Spirit. Every day, if we keep responding to the flesh, we are dying. And very soon we shall die. That's what God told Adam. The day you eat this fruit, the Hebrew says, in dying, you shall die. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
A death process is initiated that day. The death process continues. And the death process will conclude. There are different dimensions of death. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
There is spiritual death. It's an instantaneous thing. The day Adam sinned, that day he died what now? Spiritually. The opposite of it is being born again. Do you understand the point? It is spiritual life. And it happens also in an instant. That day you see Jesus come into my life. It happens instant. The second dimension of death, which takes place in the soul, is a moral, what now? Death. It's a decay and it's a progressive thing. Do you understand the point? It continues to progress worse and worse. Worse and worse. Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. Deceiving and what now? And being deceived. So now it regresses and regresses until it comes to the third level of death. Physical body death. So this death affects the three parts of you. Praise the name of the Lord. To all today, when somebody dies is when he's physically dead, isn't it? Praise the name of the Lord. But we know that's not true. Anybody who is not born again is dead. Do you understand the point? Praise the name of the Lord. And if you are born again, you have been awakened. You have come to a measure of life. But then you need to go through another process of life. As you hear the word of God today, life. The more you hear it, the word now, the more life. Praise the name of the Lord. But this life is supposed to increase and come to a point when life will totally, what now, swallow you up. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Which is what the Bible calls the salvation of the soul. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So I talked about three kinds of death. There is a fourth kind of death, which is called the second death.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
This death is death from which there is no hope of what now? Of resurrection. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
As long as we're in this dimension, life is available to us. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So where we hear His voice, do not harden what now? Your heart. Respond to what God is offering you. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So here it says, as many as are responding to the promptings and to the voice of the Spirit, what is happening? They are the sons of God. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
It says that the Spirit that we have received, the day you receive the Spirit of God, you receive the Spirit that produces sonship. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
it's called the Spirit of adoption.
Mm-hmm.
It is, translations will call it the Spirit that makes you what now? A son. It begins to work in you, taking you from one degree of sonship to what now? To another. That's what the Bible says, John chapter 1. As many as received him, to them he gave what now? The right the privilege, the ability, do you understand the point? The enablement to become what now? A son. So the Holy Spirit is the ability to become a son. It is the Spirit that produces sonship. That's what Amplify calls it. The Spirit that produces what now? Sonship. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So if you have the Holy Spirit, you have the ability, you have the potential, then you must now begin to respond to that word now, Spirit. Hallelujah. Hear the Spirit. Obey the Spirit. Respond to the Spirit. Yield to the Spirit. You understand? Do not grieve what now? The Spirit. And the Spirit will be working in you, taking you from one degree of glory to what now? To another. Praise the name of the Lord. Now as you read through Romans chapter 8, we find that the Bible says that if we have the Spirit, we are heirs. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Heirs of God, joint heirs with who now? With Christ. Whatever belongs to Him belongs to us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The glory that He has, we will share with Him.
Amen.
If we suffer with Him, we must go the same way that He did what now? He went. It's not by singing hallelujah, do you understand the point? There is an experiential part of this thing. There are dealings that God will pass you through. You must follow the same path that He did what now? He walked. He left an example for us. Is that what the Bible says?
Amen.
Yes, we must walk in His footsteps.
Hallelujah.
He said He cursed not. Today is back to sender. They are cursing you. You send it back to them. Jesus did not do that. He did not curse back. Hello?
Amen.
I want to tell you something. You see, when...
It is deliverance time.
Yes. When you allow men to tell you lies, it is putting you in danger of losing out on your inheritance. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
God help us. We will look at that. Because there are things I keep saying that God wants us to address in this meeting. Because it's very serious. He said we must follow His word now? Footsteps. He said He did not, no guile was found where? In His mouth. That's what you see in Revelation, isn't it? 14. Said those men, no guile was found in their mouth. These are the overcomers, the sons. They are without fault before the throne of God. The purpose is that He might present you faultless, blameless, without reproach. People look at you and there's nothing they can say wrong. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
God is going somewhere. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It says that we will share His inheritance. Only that we must also share His suffering if we are to share what now? His glory. Now this song remind Nigeria, they say, me I no go suffer, I no go beg for bread, God of miracle, now my pa. We sing it, isn't it? It's a very good song. It's a very good song, isn't it? But it's something that directly what now contradicts God's word. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, I pray, I really, really pray that God will reach out to us. But we are going to re-examine our foundations and be sure that we are Christians. Hello?
Amen.
That you're born again does not make you a Christian.
Mm.
A Christian is a lifestyle.
Yes.
You must understand that clearly. When you're born again, you have the potential, the capacity to become what now? A Christian. Yeah, a disciple. Jesus spoke, He said to those that believed on Him, if you continue in My words, then are you My disciples indeed. If you do that, then you will know the truth. Knowing the truth is an experiential thing. And as you know the truth does what now?
It
begins to break chains of culture, of tradition, of religion, of Pentecostalism, of, you know, darkness. And you begin to come into the glorious liberty of the sons of God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me round up. If we go on, we'll keep going on. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Verse 18 says, but what of that? For I consider the sufferings of this present life, whatever it is that you are going through today, is never what compared to what now? The glory that shall be revealed where? In you. Let me tell you something, brethren. What God is doing is not about taking you to heaven. In fact, heaven is coming to you. That's what your Bible teaches. And it is about the glory that shall be revealed where? In you. Praise the name of the Lord. And each person is going to be revealed in a different degree of glory. He said, star will differ from star in glory. Praise the name of the Lord. It is to the extent that you have responded to him in this time, is the degree of glory that shall be what now? Revealed in you. Praise the name of the Lord. Every man at his own level. It's a choice that we make. Praise the name of the Lord. As to how much we give ourselves over to the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Verse 19 says, for even the whole creation waits expectantly and longs earnestly for God's Son to be made what now? Known. Waits for the revealing and the disclosing of their sonship. One translation says that creation is standing on tiptoe for the sons of God to come into their estate. Praise the name of the Lord. We must come into our estate. Hallelujah. The glory, the authority, the government, the kingdom that the Father has reserved for us. Creation is waiting for sons to take hold of it. Because it is these sons that will bring deliverance to what now? To creation. Praise the name of the Lord. Deliver them from the bondage of corruption and usher them into what? The glorious liberty of the sons of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He said that creation was subjected to futility. When man sinned, God put him in a cage. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Locked himself inside prison. When Jesus came, he said, I've come to set the prisoners what now? Free. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And he says that we also are groaning. We who have the first fruits of what now? Of the Spirit. What we have received today is the deposit. Hello? Do you understand that? The down payment. Something that God gave us to show us two things. To show us one, that this glory, this thing is real. He just give you a little piece of it. Whatever you see today in the church, every miracle you see, every manifestation of God's Spirit is just a sample product. Praise the name of the Lord. And secondly, he gave it to us as a commitment, a deposit. I want to buy this book or this tablet. It's $100 and I drop $30. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Do you understand? Now when I drop $30 to you, you are the one selling. You know I'm serious. If I say I'm coming back tomorrow, you know I mean what I'm saying. Do you understand? Because of the deposit I've already put on the money. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. God has made a deposit on all of us. He said, I will come. I will fully redeem you. Do you understand the point? This is my commitment. So you can be sure and confident he's not joking.
Amen.
He has made a commitment on you. So he said, if he said I'm coming tomorrow, then he's coming tomorrow. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And you also know, see, what is our inheritance? Now, if the first deposit of inheritance is the Holy Spirit, what is the main inheritance? It's the Holy Spirit. But in a measure, praise the name of the Lord, that we cannot even talk about. It is beyond words. Because what we have seen, have you seen miracles? I've seen miracles that shut my mouth. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I've seen miracles. Somebody's leg was shortened like that. And somebody laid hands on him and the leg began to, do you understand? To grow out, to grow out, to grow out. Even the miracles that Jesus did, he says it's a little thing. Do you understand? Compared to what you are going to do. It's just to show you an example of this reality. Praise the name of the Lord. This is what God has put on the table for us. This is what God is inviting us. This is why we can endure. Do you understand? We can endure the challenges. Now, people have suffered many things for this truth. They have suffered all kinds of things. The only thing that kept them was the vision of the glory. Do you understand that? Jesus said, for the joy that was set before him, he endured. Without this vision, you will fall short. Praise the name of the Lord. If all that it is what they tell us in the churches, then sometimes you wonder why Christians are just drifting away. There is nothing that is capturing their what now, their hearts. Praise the name of the Lord. Now let me close by reading this scripture. It says that we have the first fruits, we enjoy the first fruits of the Holy Spirit, a foretaste of the blissful things to come. We groan inwardly as we wait for the redemption of our bodies from sensuality and the grave, which will reveal our adoption, our manifestation as God's sons. Praise the name of the Lord. For in this hope we are saved. But hope, the object of which is seen, is not hope. For how can one hope for what he already sees? But if we hope for what is still unseen by us, we wait for it with patience and what now? Composure. Praise the name of the Lord. So too, the Holy Spirit comes to our aid and bears us up in our weakness. For we do not know what prayer to offer, nor how to offer it worthily, as we ought to. But the Spirit Himself goes to meet our supplication and pleads on our behalf with unspeakable yearnings and groaning too deep to utter. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me read verse 28. We are assured and know that God, being a partner in their labor, all things work together and are fitting into a plan for good to and for those who love God and are called according to His design and what now? Purpose. 29. Said, for those whom He foreknew, of whom He was aware and loved beforehand, He also destined from the beginning, for ordained them to be molded into the image of His Son, and to share inwardly of His likeness, that He might become the firstborn among many brethren. And those whom He thus foreordained, He also did what now? He called them. God has been calling you from the time you were born. Praise the name of the Lord. Initially we were not hearing Him. Praise the name of the Lord. But at times we became more conscious. This thing was calling us. Something was calling us, drawing us, shifting us, pushing us into places where we hear the gospel. Do you understand? Where someone will speak the gospel to us. Praise the name of the Lord. God will just drawing us and drawing us and drawing us. Praise the name of the Lord. And He says, those whom He called, He also justified, made them righteous by putting them into a right standing with Himself. And those whom He justified, He also what now? Glorified. It is this glorification that we are looking at. Praise the name of the Lord. He says, raising them to a heavenly dignity and condition and state of what now? Of being. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is a glory that we are called unto. It is the glory of sonship. The glory of sharing in His image and in His likeness and in His inheritance and in His authority and in His kingdom. Praise the name of the Lord. There's so much we could talk about, but we're starting somewhere. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I really pray with all my heart that our hearts will begin to capture this thing.
Amen.
We begin to see there is much more to Christianity than the jamboree, you understand, that is going on in the churches, than the supermarket Christianity.
Amen.
You understand, where God is just a big supermarket.
Amen.
You know, we want sausages.
Amen.
God, give me sausages. You want this. And so the church is full of people who are actually not looking for God.
Amen.
They are actually looking for their own personal interest. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
God is looking for much more than that. He's looking for a people. I pray that we will be that people, so that what God has proposed and planned will come into our lives, so that God will be able to look at us in that day and say, behold my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. He will say to creation, listen to Him. Cancer, listen to Him. Praise the name of the Lord. Death, listen to Him. Wind, listen to Him. Hallelujah. Earthquake, listen to Him. When He speaks, let the sun stand still. Let the moon stand still. All of creation, whenever He speaks, all of you must do what now? Bow down. God will give an instruction to creation and say, listen to Him. Praise the name of the Lord. May that be your condition. May that be your estate. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you all.